Blog Talk Radio.
Just join us on the call, but I believe it's straight up 9 o'clock. It's the top of the hour, so we'll go ahead and get the call started.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. This morning is going to be a slightly different call. And the reason this morning is a slightly different call is that, you know, when you look at what it is that we do when we create businesses here, you know, there's a lot of celebration that is to be had in network marketing. We had a great weekend when Doug McGuinn and Big Dan Heaty were celebrating in California with their team, with all the rank advancements and all the success so many people there had. We get to share so many celebrations in people's living rooms, whether it's over the phone when somebody makes their first call, when somebody gets their first customer, if somebody gets their first check. We have so many opportunities to celebrate. And, you know, on Saturday night, we had people become 20K executives. Alan Weiss, he was a 20K executive with Inside 90 Days of coming back from Vegas. You know, we had Brian and Brooke Watson make Diamond. And you can see all of that on teamspirit.com. You can see all of that on Facebook. And you can truly enjoy, you can truly celebrate with those people, which will build belief and, as we spoke about yesterday, build confidence in what it is that we do. But in those times when you heard those people share, what did they share most? They said it was surprising to all of them. Brian and Brooke Watson said this. Alan Weiss said this was the growth that they personally have gone through. In other words, the growth that we go through in terms of the deepening relationships that we have, for many of us talk about the deepening relationship we have with our gods. Many of us talk about the deepening relationship we have with our family. Many of us talk about the deepening relationship and understanding of who we are and the deepening relationships we have with other people that are around us. Because instead of talking about the things in the surface, instead of always being harried and hurried in terms of the relationships and conversations that we have, we stop and we deepen that relationship. We find out what's important to one another. And in fact, I was explaining it to Alan Weiss one night. We were talking on the call and saying, as it was explained to me, that it's an accelerated game of life, no pun intended at all. What does that mean is that we're involved in more people's lives. No, we're not just involved. We are truly together with most people. In fact, you can see the relationships that create the greatest results are true relationships. They're not just transactional relationships which says you do this and I'll do that. They're relationships which are true servant leadership relationships. What does that mean? You know, as John Maxwell puts it so beautifully when he says, a true servant leader is somebody who's willing to give up so somebody else can get up. What does that giving up mean? You know, it's not just giving up in terms of being in a living room. Those are the minor things that we give up. Sometimes it's giving up and giving time. Sometimes it's, you know, as John Maxwell says, that encouragement is oxygen for the soul. So many of us help one another out in other areas of our lives that have nothing to do with the business of creating an accelerate business, to whether it's finding a customer for Bob, whether it's finding a distributor to join your team, whether it's helping a team member. So often it can be the simple things. You know, we have moved over time, and people that have been in our business locally said, how can I help you move? But we also have deeper and more profound challenges that happen in people's lives where people hand out a reaching hand. And this weekend we had the ultimate challenge that some people have to share together. You know, Noel and Sue lost their son, and it's been a pleasure to really get to know them over the last 2 years. And what's been really been a pleasure is that they're so full of faith. Since I've known them, really, Anthony has been fighting with leukemia. And it's been such a brave fight that's really taught me so much that we can choose to be happy no matter what's going on in their lives. You know, I've been stayed in their home. I've slept on their couch. I have to pick me up from the airport at ungodly early hours in the morning. I have been over at their home after doing presentations, you know, and we stayed up most of the night talking and left early in the morning. You know, I've seen a family that pulls together and does everything together. And through all of the challenges that they have, they always smiled. Through all the challenges that they had, they always talked about the faith that they have in God. Through all the challenges that they have, they would listen. I remember every time the radio came on in Sue's car, it was always Christian worship music. I remember always commenting on that. She said, you know what, I spend quite a bit of time in my car, and I just like to listen to that. It just makes me feel good. It's my little sanctuary here. I think about Anthony. I think about the world. You know, I went into their home. They were always full of love and so welcoming. They never felt hurried or not have a time for to give to other people. You know, when they introduce us to other people in their lives, they talked about how grateful they are for all of the close friends that they have. And they introduce us to those close friends of theirs. You know, it's through them that I met Cal and Karen, who you heard get on the call this morning. You know, I heard met Phil and Karen and Kevin, Chris and Tammy, Ryan and Shannon, you know, Carmen and Julie, just to name just a few. And those people always commented on how brave they are. But it truly, when it came to Anthony, it was just a surprise and a delight. And I'm trying not to cry here, but I just remember one of the things that used to impress me so often, because so often they would bring me back to their house because Anthony perhaps wouldn't have been able to go to the event we did. So often I'd be surprised that Anthony would have gone through leukemia. I would hear how horrific a challenge it actually was to go through what he went through, but yet he would get himself together. And many times he only had a few hours in which he would have the energy to do anything. And he would support his mom and dad. He would support his dad and come to the event that we would do there in Seattle. And to me, it just showed me the ultimate support, where people are willing to support and encourage one another. You know, Nolan talked about the fact, even in the most challenging times recently, that Anthony would have out his genealogy and he would be looking through and he said, wow, Ryan and Shannon are so close to making something happen. Look what Pastor Cal and Karen are actually doing. Look what Bill and Karen are doing. Look what Ryan and Shannon are doing. Look what Chris and Tammy's doing. Wow, this is so fantastic. He would give his dad advice and say, I know all the support you give me, but you also want to give that same support for your team. You know, here was a son that always talked about other people. You know, I would hear the nurses talk about and see the little notes that they would write and say, wow, how strong and courageous he is. He was always thinking about other people. He was always making sure, Dad, are you okay? Mom, are you okay? He would ask the nurses, are they okay? He was always compassionate and caring. He always thought about other people and the challenges that they were going through. And it gives you context, because I remember thinking to myself sometimes, I'd feel sorry for myself when I'd be flying out to, perhaps it was Seattle, and I only had an hour's sleep, and I'd be flying back at midnight that night. It was about 16 hours in the plane and 48 hours, and I would think to myself, you know what? Anthony would trade places in a minute. You know, Nolan would trade places in a minute. It gives you context and understanding when you go through and are involved in other people's lives that we truly understand what strength is. You know, he was so smart and so intelligent. He could look and see and say, how can I help you? He was faithful and charitable. I mean, the reality of his faith always was profound to me, that he truly understood that he was in God's hands. And he always talked about, you may not understand us, but we are in God's hands. He was always charitable. He was always looking to see what he could give to other people. I remember one time, all I did was one day I came back, I was flying through the airport in Orlando. I went there super early so I could buy a really nice T-shirt for Liam, and I wanted to buy something for Anthony, so I bought Anthony something. And I gave it to Nolan, and Anthony took the time to call and say thank you. I was amazed somebody would take that time. It was just a simple thought. But his idea was to be charitable. He was always generous and gracious with his time. Such a beautiful son. You think to yourself, how difficult is it as a parent to know and support and see what your son is, our daughter or anybody's going through, and kiss them for the last time and say goodbye. It is truly amazing what they've gone through as a family, but it teaches me and it teaches us what's important. What's important is that we have time today to be there for the other people that are in our lives. There are many people in our lives, not just the ones that we do business with, but everybody that we meet today. You know, we can be generous and gracious with our time too. We can choose to smile. We can choose to shake a hand. We can choose to open up a door. We can choose to look somebody in the eye. We can choose to have a better energy. We can choose to have a better outlook. We can choose to be better. But the truth is, that is a choice. What Anthony had to deal with was not. But yet he chose all of those other things I talked about. Always been strong and courageous. Always been compassionate and caring. Always been smart and intelligent and using it to see how he can help other people. Always been full of faith and showing and sharing it with other people. Always been charitable with his time. Always been generous. Always been gracious, even when the nurses or the doctors would do something that potentially was challenging or that potentially put him in harm's way or that even created pain for him. He would always be gracious and say, hey, it's okay. I understand that you're tired. I understand it's been a long day for you. I understand. That is ultimately being gracious and just being a beautiful one of Nolan, being a beautiful child of Nolan and Sue and of God. So today as we go out there, I love what Ryan and Shannon said. You know what? Let's go out there and hug the people that are important to us. Not just our children, not just our wives and husbands, not just our parents. But let's truly go out and greet the world and choose to hug it, because we have an opportunity today. We have an opportunity every day to be that example, to be love in the world, to understand that other people have great challenges in their lives. And he was a fantastic stand for what it is that is possible. It's one of the reasons that I just love this industry so much, because if it were not for the industry and the profession of network marketing, if it were not for Accelerate and Bozzi, we would have never met a great man named Anthony. And I just want to send out our love, support, compassion, prayers, and love to Nolan and Sue. And Anthony, may you rest in peace. And I hope that we all can be half the man that you truly were in the life that you had. And again, to every one of you, just enjoy and cherish what it is that we have today. Let's have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it. You're alive, and you get to choose it. God bless every one of you, and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow.
Well, you know, as Garrett said at the top of the hour, this was a little bit of a different call, but it reminds me of a story from Jim Dorton, one of the greatest leaders in Amway, and the love and the compassion that his team showed him when his son was going through some issues with spinal bifida. And, you know, that's what network marketing is about. It's not just about our team at Bozzi, but it's about network marketing. And when somebody loses a child, it's very heart-rending, because we're supposed to outlive our children. Our children are supposed to be here after us. And I know Matt's on the call with me today, and I know how much he loves his baby girl. And I have 6 children and 2 grandchildren that it would just rip my heart out. But to hear Garrett share about Andrew and the passion and the love that he had, and knowing his parents, you know, this is why we did the call today. We thought about just calling it quits after Garrett, but, you know, this is a tribute to any parent in network marketing, anybody listening to this call today who's lost a child, that you realize there's something else out there. Now that your child might be gone, that there's something else there, some legacy that you can leave, even if it's not your child. I know Mark Layton, one of our top leaders, you know, when his dad passed, he decided that he was going to continue into network marketing to build a foundation in memory of his dad. So, you know, Matt, this was a tough call, but one with compassion. You could hear that in Garrett's voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just still sitting here trying to compose myself as well, Troy. I mean, poor Anthony. You know, leukemia is a tough battle, and you know, a lot of people don't survive that, and of course, cancer and everything going on. And I know Nolan personally. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him now for as long as he's been in the business, because I've been in before him. But we've met personally, hung out in Vegas at conventions and stuff, and just phenomenal, phenomenal people. And so I'm so sorry to hear that is happening. It's tough. I couldn't imagine losing Jamie Lynn right now. I mean, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably be just completely just devastated. I mean, I live for my daughter, as you know. Everything I do, and especially when I have her here with me, it's all Jamie time. I mean, we spent 4 days at the beach over the week. Well, extended weekend. We started Thursday at the beach and ended Sunday at the beach. I mean, it's just absolutely fun. I mean, she's finding starfish and and just watching children in general. I mean, children are amazing. They teach you lessons in persistence. I know I talked about that before, and they teach you a lot of stuff. They're so smart. It's amazing to watch them grow, and it's just so devastating to hear that Anthony's passed.
Well, it is. It's tough. I know so many great leaders in network marketing that have children with different situations. You know, Glenn Sparks, one of the top leaders at Zango, has several kids with autism, and the love and the compassion that he shares and the stories that he tells, you know, of his children. I was walking down the beach today and watching kids play with their parents down here for vacation. You know, I'm sitting there saying, you know, God, what a blessing that I get to live here, that my kids get to experience something that no one else experiences. And then I listened to the call today, and although I've never lost a child, you know, this touched me because, as most people that have hung out with us or listened to us for a while know, my oldest son has been in prison now since he was, I don't know, on and off since he was in his teens, and now he's serving some time in Colorado and will be there for quite a while. And not being able to communicate with him and not being able to see him and only having the memories of when he was younger, you know, that's bad enough. But to have the love of a child and to watch him pass, you know, that would be something that I hope God never puts me through. But at the same time, if he does, then we've got to be able to remember there's something there. We've got to use that, you know, to move forward, to be able to leave a legacy in the memory of our children. You know, I lost an aunt and an uncle within a week of each other last year. My dad has been on the verge of death for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And it's something that hit home today. But it made me realize how blessed we truly are and how blessed we are that each day, like Garrett said, we've got to go out there and we've got to love on people. We've got to hug on people. Time is way too short for people to hold grudges. It's way too short for children and their parents to be pissed off at each other. You've got to be able to find what John Maxwell calls the 100% rule, the 101% rule. You've got to find that 1%. That you can agree on, even if you're raising teenagers like I am right now. Find that 1% that you can agree on and then give it 100% of your effort, because in the long run, that's what your children will remember. And I don't know about you, Matt, because you poor little Jamie Lynn doesn't have to drive a car yet, but every time my kids leave the house, you know, I try to do my best to hug and love on them and let them know how much they mean to me, because in today's society, anything can happen. And I never want to think about the last words out of my mouth were some type of harsh words to my kids or to my wife. You know, I want them to remember, no matter what happens, how much I love them.
Yeah, you know what? Something happened here about a year ago on my street here, actually the back road that goes back into the city. 16-year-old little girl, Satara Steves, had walked out of her house at 10 o'clock at night to walk down to her friend's house, and she got hit by a car and died on the side of the road. In her mother's arms, and it's like you say, it's just, you know, she went out to go for a walk to her friend's house. Who would have thought that a car would have come along and clipped her and so on and so forth? And as far as holding grudges, and you just, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, nobody can predict the future. I mean, in what we do in network marketing, we can predict our future and our outcome by our attitudes and our goals and just keep striving forward. But, you know, I'm going to tell you a personal story. Growing up, I worked for my dad since I was 10 years old. He owned a big company in Massachusetts in the asphalt maintenance industry, and I worked for him until about 16 when I absolutely couldn't stand working for him anymore. He's a very driven man, and he was, spent 3 years in the 82nd Airborne Combat Medic Vietnam, a couple different tours, and grew up farming in upstate Vermont, had a pretty hard life himself, and, you know, some of the things that he did or said were not the best way to do things, but it really drove me. And a number of years ago, I've been in Canada. I moved to Canada from Boston 8 years ago, and probably I'd say a year after I got here, it took me about a year, and I bought a big house in the best neighborhood due to network marketing. And, you know, finally my dad came up, and we had an opportunity to sit down at my kitchen table and eat lobster and mussels and just have a big feast. And I actually got a chance to finally ask my dad some questions, because I had a hatred for my father like you didn't even know. And I finally got to grasp and ask and understand and make peace with myself and with my father, because, quite frankly, I was driven to surpass every goal he ever hit in his life. I mean, I understand now why he did what he did and it's probably why I'm so successful now. But the approach was off, and you know, I decided not to do that with my daughter. I'm taking other avenues. But it was really great to be able to, you know, make peace. And you know, when I call my dad and we chat, and I tell him what's going on in business and in life, and you know, at the end of every call, I say I love you now. And that didn't happen for years and years and years and years and years.
You bet. And you know, that's the key right there. If you're a parent listening to this call, you know, I'm gonna go against some of the modern thought processes in the world today. Don't keep secrets from your kids. You know, share with your kids your history. Share with the kids your past. Let them know the struggles. Let them know the successes, because that will help them understand why you are the way you are. You know, one of the things that Paige and I did when we got married is we made each other a vow that we would never keep secrets from each other or from our kids, because our parents had so many closets, secrets that were hidden, skeletons that were there, and when they came out, it devastated both of our families. And that's something that my boys especially know their dad's life. The girls really know their mom's life and know that, hey, even though we've made mistakes in the past, you know, we've overcome them, and we don't want them to make those same mistakes. And there's a reason why we do what we do. And Matt, I had a similar relationship with my dad for years because I didn't understand. I just didn't care, because he had an approach that I hated, and I swore I'd never raise my kids that way.
Exactly.
And it was amazing. Once we got older and once we settled down, both of us, and he started sharing his past, that all of a sudden I realized where some of his thought processes had come from, thanks to a rough and tumble grandpa that I had. So, you know, you do start to realize some things, and you realize the pain, and in both of our cases, our fathers were in the military, and man, some of the stuff that they saw when they were at war, you know, as kids, we wouldn't even have been able to fathom.
Oh,
you know,
my
and,
goodness.
I mean,
you're
it changes
kidding.
People's lives.
Yeah, well, I you know, not to be a patriot, not to want to support my country, but I can tell you, if you're listening to the stories from my father about what he went through with the Vietnam War for two tours and being a medic on top of everything else, I honestly vowed to never go into the military, and that if I was drafted for any way, shape, or form of war, that I'd break my arm. I'm serious. I just, it's not that I don't want to be patriotic and not support my country and fight for my country.
But
go listen to, and knowing what he went through, and I mean, I've heard some pretty graphic details about things of war, and it just didn't interest me one bit.
Well, as a good friend of mine, thank goodness you moved to Canada. You don't have to break your arm now, so everything will be fine.
And folks, I didn't flee to Canada to get away from my ex-wife is from here and wanted to come home to her family, and because of network marketing and things that, you know, I had going on in my life, and said, hey, no problem. I can live in Canada. It's a cool place.
Anyway,
I didn't flee, just so everybody knows. Disclaimer.
Oh, we got to have a little humor today. But, you know, this is, folks, this is what relationships are about. And if you're in network marketing and you're going through something, maybe it's you that's got a terminal illness. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you've come to network marketing because you're looking for some type of alternative remedy. You're looking for something that is there. You've heard the stories of people that have been watched their cancers go into remission, or they've had other problems that have gone into remission, and you said, I've got to find stuff out. You know, this is a great place, and some of the greatest medical breakthroughs started in some type of a network marketing company and have gone on to do some other things. So, you know, you are at the right place. But don't be what we call a lone ranger, or what Mark Layton calls a secret agent. You know, if you're in this business, understand there's people out there hurting. Maybe they haven't lost a child to leukemia. Maybe they haven't lost a father to cancer. You know, maybe it's just a matter of they lost their job. Or maybe they're going through a divorce. You know, or maybe they've got a rebel child that they haven't seen in 4, 5, 6 years, and every night when they go to bed they wonder, you know, are they okay? What's going to happen? You know, one of the things that I go through every night is I pray, because, man, I've heard the horror stories of what happens in prison. I was a bounty hunter for many, many years and put people in prison. So I pray for my son all the time, because I don't want something to happen to him. I want him to get this behind him and to grow up and to be out here, because I can always bring him into network marketing no matter what his background is. You know, so you got to remember these things. You've got to look forward. Don't look backwards. Always be striving to do better. And maybe you're in a family that's just, you know, as dysfunctional as mine is. I want to recommend a book, and it's from a great business author, a great trainer. I've met him personally. His name's Patrick Lin. I never get his name right. Lencioni, Lencioni. And Patrick is one of the greatest businessmen out there. I mean, this boy can train. But this last year, he wrote a book, The Three Big Questions for a Frantic Family. And it's about restoring the sanity and creating organization within your family to where you all start communicating again. And I tell you what, it's been a breakthrough for us. Because as a father of six children, as a grandfather has two baby grandchildren living with him under the age of two, you know, it's like raising our own kids all over again. So this is a great book for anybody that might be going through some issues. Another great book that I'll recommend is Becoming a Person of Influence by Jim Dornan and John Maxwell, where Jim shares his life because it's built around that network marketing concept. He lets you know what he's done with Network 21. He lets you know that the couple of years that they had to take off work while they went all over to medical clinics with their child, how their business continued to grow because of the relationships and the leadership and the friendships that were there and the love that was passed out to them. Guys, this is what it's about. Garrett ends every call letting us know how much he loves us. And you know what? That's not a little thing to say. Most men can't say I love you. You know, I'm one that I'm like mad. I end all my calls with my kids and my wife with I love you. And there's another great book by Tim Sanders, the former chief solution officer of Yahoo, called Love is the Killer App. And he talks about passing the love around, you know, in business and telling people that he loved them and it freaked them out. You know, but that's what it's all about. You know, you've got to love people. You've got to love life. And you can't let all the negative, dull, disillusioned people, you know, get the best of you. Don't let your circumstances get you down. You know, I know Matt's not had the best life that he shared, but I also know that, you know, he mentioned the word ex-wife, and that was a very rough time period for him. But yet in all of that, the beauty of that baby girl that he gets to spend 4 days at the beach with made even the pain worthwhile, I would have to say, huh, Matt?
Yeah, definitely, and it was very painful. I mean, it just, it was very painful, but ultimately, folks, I mean, it can happen. I mean, people can go in different directions. I was on a major, major learning curve over a number of years, and I was growing and growing. I was going to seminars, and she just didn't want to participate in that. And unfortunately, we grew apart in the way our philosophies and in the way we were doing things, and it caused a lot of conflict and friction. And I'll tell you, me and my ex-wife Cindy are very good friends now. We don't fight. We don't argue. We can talk. It's amazing. Everybody's happier, including my daughter. And that was the catalyst. On the way to kindergarten one morning, Troy, at 5 years old, my daughter looks at us and goes, wow, we're all happy today. Well, I'll tell you what. I went into a blubbering fit for about a half an hour when that happened. And that was the deciding factor for, I think, both of us realized at that point in time it was really affecting our child. And so we made the decision together. Did a very, very, the divorce went very, very smooth with no fighting and no bickering. And, you know, I set her up very well, and I bought the house back at retail and gave her half the profit. I mean, everything just went smooth and still does to this day. And, you know, you just brought up a point about a gentleman, you know, who they were traveling to clinics with their sick child. Well, we've got a story here right within our company. Of our one of the fellow diamonds, Ron is one of the diamonds here in our company, and he went through throat cancer, and while he was going through throat cancer, couldn't talk, couldn't do anything. His organization continued to grow, and I believe, if I remember correctly, he actually went diamond going through the ordeal because of the team.
See, that truly is what network marketing is about. And with the last 30 seconds, I just want everybody today to take time to reflect on your loved ones, on your life. If there's any words that you've said today that have been harsh, that you haven't made up for, man, make time with this phone call is over. Make that call and say, man, I am so sorry. I love you. Don't want anything to go wrong. Folks, we'll be back on the call tomorrow. Radio for your mind. You all have a fantastic day. Matt, you have fun today, buddy.
I always do, Troy. Thank you. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Nolan and Sue Glenn up there in Washington State and the loss of Anthony. So we love all you guys, everybody on the line. Troy, love you as well, man. Talk to you very soon.
All right, man. Bye-bye, guys.